This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. To go back to that soccer thing, yes, as a broadcaster, the more games, the merrier. Which means I get paid more. I'm all for it.
Please play every night.
Please. Please play every night. Absolutely. That would be a nice little payday. Some of us are trying to survive in San Diego, man. It's difficult.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the club.
I thought it was just me. Holy cow.
They play every night and I need a sub, then you can fill in.
I'm down.
Please play every night. Please play in the summertime. I lose a little bit more in the summertime. The summertime, when everybody's not in school, less money to be made in terms of broadcasting college games. Add them in the summertime. Sounds good. Well, nobody cares about player safety if there's money to be made. Come on, you know that. Just ask the NFL. And speaking of, it is time for the NFL whip around, Frank.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, it is. Should have a fun weekend in the National Football League. Handful of games to get to today, and we'll start with the Rams and the Jags, Frank.
That we will do. Let me find out. There we are. The 4-2 Los Angeles Rams take on the 4-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. Rams favored by 2.5.
That's in. It's in London.
Yes, it is. It's in London. It's
the Jaguars, home from home. Are the Jaguars the home team?
Yes.
They should be.
They
it
are.
Says Jags at Rams on ESPN.com.
Did I write it backwards? Unless they're doing it the soccer way, where it's
literally, I think the article is wrong. I mean, don't the Jags always play don't they give up a home game
NFL,
all the time?
NFL schedule. No, NFL, if you go on the NFL schedule, the scores page on ESPN, it's showing the Jags as the home team.
They should be the home team. The article about the picks has them as the road team.
Wow. Cool, so the article's stupid. Got
it. Article's dumb. Do we think the Jags are going to make Travis Hunter a little bit bigger part of their offense? Coach Liam Cohen said Wednesday that they need to call more plays for Hunter as the primary option because they don't feel as if they're taking advantage of his playmaking ability enough. No, they haven't.
Oh, really?
Yes. I like the Rams in this game. I think they're better than the Jags, but it is in London. I'll take the Rams minus 2.5.
I'm going to take...
Are you
Excuse
okay?
Me. Yep. I'm going to take Jacksonville in this game. Buy or sell, Rams wide receiver Tutu Atwell will record 50-plus receiving yards.
Tutu Atwell, 50-plus receiving yards. Well, you know what? Puka Nacua is out, so I'm going to buy that. Somebody has to pick up the slack somewhere. And I think with Davante Adams being the guy that everybody's going to be paying attention to, Tutu Atwell can have a sneaky game. I will buy that.
The 1-5 New Orleans Saints taking on the 3-2 Chicago Bears. Bears favored by 4.5 in Chicago.
I'll take the Bears.
I will take the Bears
as well.
The
Saints are terrible.
Buy or sell, the Bears will score 40 points.
I will buy that because the Saints have allowed multiple passing touchdowns in 8 straight games, longest active streak in the NFL. And this is a big weekend.
Who's
for the Chicago Bears?
Who's the one in the 1-5 for the Saints?
Who is the one? Who did they beat again? Oh, the Giants.
The 1-5 Miami Dolphins taking on the 1-5 Cleveland Browns. Brownies favored by 2.5 in Cleveland.
Mario Macias, is Davante Adams still alive? Fantasy owners want to know. All right, we got the Browns. What do we got? Browns and...
The Fishies versus the Brownies, yes.
Oh, God, what a lousy game that is.
This is a...
That game is so lousy.
This is a
I might
game.
Want to say that it starts with an S and ends in a Y and hit the dump button. It's so bad. Risking that, that's how bad of a game this is.
This is a Cartman game.
Dolphins at Browns.
Brownies 2.5.
Oh, my God. I'll take the Browns. Just for you, Clay. Clay, how did you feel watching Joe Flacco beat the Steelers yesterday?
They should flex it to primetime, Cisco Aztecs. I agree.
It's so equally bad, it might be a great primetime game. It might be a great primetime game.
I am going...
Here's the thing about the Browns, though. If there is any matchup for the Browns offense to get back on track, it's the Dolphins. A defense that ranks 29th in points allowed per game, 31st in yards per play allowed. However, Cleveland's players continue to emphasize the need to minimize self-inflicted mistakes before they can take advantage of opportunities. Quote, if one guy messes up, all hell breaks loose for the offense, according to Jerry Jeudy. This is the week for Cleveland. This is the week for Clay in the South Bay. They broke his heart by trading away Joe Flacco. This is their best chance. I will take the Browns for my guy Clay.
I am going to take the Dolphins because I think the Dolphins know that they're playing for Mike McDaniel's job, and I think they actually do like and respect him.
If they did, they'd show up to player-only meetings. They obviously don't like or respect him, nor do they care about him. So I'm going to say no to that.
Okay. Dolphins,
if they win, though, it's because the Browns are just that lousy.
Dolphins linebacker Jordan Brooks will lead all players in combined tackles this week.
Jordan Brooks will lead all players in combined tackles in Week 7. I'll buy it. I think the Browns are going to be moving the ball.
4-2 New England Patriots taking on the 1-5 Tennessee Titans. Pats favored by 6.5 on the road in Tennessee.
The New England Patriots will try to do something they haven't done since 1961, Frank. Before the AFL-NFL merger in 1967, that's win 3 consecutive regular season road games.
Wow.
Can you believe that? I'm going to say that again. The Patriots will try to do something they haven't done since 1961. Win 3 consecutive regular season road games.
Wait.
The Patriots with Bill Belichick. That's what it says.
Wait, you mean that they're trying to win their third straight game that is being played on the road?
Three consecutive regular season road games.
Right, but the way I hear that is, and I think, okay, they went 16-0 one year, so how
Correct.
Is that possible?
They're playing three road games in a row.
They played three road games in a row.
This is the first time that they will be doing that, trying to win all three in a row.
Got it. So now
first time since 1961.
So now that my brain is sufficiently broken, which admittedly is not that hard to do, who do you got?
Coach Mike Vrabel is returning to Tennessee, where he served as the head coach from 2018 to 2023. Is naturally a top storyline for this as well, aside from the winning three road games in a row that the Patriots haven't done since 1961. But Vrabel and players downplayed its importance. Quote, coach was preaching to us about being a road warrior, going on the path of the least resistance.
Your camera even wants your pick.
I understand that. I'm taking the Patriots by 1,000.
Gotcha.
The Titans suck. The Titans are stupid. The Titans might be one of the worst run organizations in all of football. They continue to draft stupid quarterbacks that suck, including guys that put mayonnaise in their coffee. They decided to fire Mike Vrabel, which was stupid. They traded away A.J. Brown, stupid. They traded away Derrick Henry, stupid. They're a stupid organization. And I hope Mike Vrabel goes in there and just burns Nissan Stadium to the ground. Good thing they're building a new one next door. But just tear that building to the ground. So the season is canceled. Nobody wants to watch Titans football right now. It is awful. The only saving grace is Cam Ward. If you're a Titans fan, I feel bad for you. Mike Vrabel, revenge tour. I am all for. Give me Drake May, 500 yards and 18,000 touchdowns. Absolutely dismantle the Tennessee Titans, who hired a lousy coach, who have a terrible general manager. They are awful. Embarrassment to the city of Nashville, the Titans are. And you know what? The Tennessee Volunteers do embarrassing things. They're an embarrassment to the state of Tennessee. Embarrassing. Give me the Patriots. As Nate Taylor says, my Patriots now. I will take them.
Okay, so you think it's going to be...
I'm buying Drake May throwing for four touchdown passes, absolutely.
So you think it's going to be a close cover, at least. Next up, the two...
It shouldn't be.
Titans fans, remember, that's a guy who's seen your team play once.
In person.
The 2-4 Las Vegas Raiders taking on the 3-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 12.5 at the Arrowhead.
I got the Chiefs. I think this is a good survivor pick this week. They're playing at home against the Raiders. They own the Raiders. I mean, the only time that I would consider the Raiders being able to beat the Chiefs would be maybe in Vegas. I know the Chiefs aren't playing as well, but you know what? If the refs show up, you're starting to see, they're like, oh, wait, hold on. The Chiefs are 3-3?
There was a
They have a losing record? Oh, maybe on primetime football, whenever the hell they played against the Lions, like, hey, maybe we should stop throwing penalties on Kansas City. They, like, remembered.
There was a
They played
study,
a clean game last week.
There was a study done that proved how biased towards the Chiefs that the officiating has been. There was, I believe it was a Yale study was done on that, which is phenomenal.
What was the, what, they had no penalties in their game against the Lions? Zero. That is impossible. It is impossible. Anybody that coaches or plays football knows it is impossible. It is impossible for your team to have no penalties unless there's something wrong. There's holding on every play. They couldn't at least get you like a fake holding call late in the game. I mean, that is impossible. And if that is the case on Sunday, give me the Chiefs by 12.5.
Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco will rush for 60-plus yards for the first time this season.
I will buy that because I have him in fantasy. I need him to do that.
Beautiful. 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles taking on the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings coming off a bye week. Eagles favored by 1.5 in Minnesota.
Is Carson Wentz still playing quarterback for the Vikings?
I would have to imagine. Not my week to watch him.
Is it your week to watch anybody?
Yes.
Who do you watch? What team is your week to watch this week?
The Islanders.
It's the... That's the team you're watching all week?
Yes.
What's the team you're watching next week?
I don't know yet. I got to spin the wheel.
No. All right. Here we go. Chiefs fan. Like, I don't care about the Chiefs, dude, that much. Lions declined 3 penalties on the Chiefs. You bleeping, bleep, crybabies.
That's cool.
That's a foul, dude.
No, that's not a foul. That is a...
A ban?
That's a day off is what
that
is.
Yeah, we'll see you, buddy.
That is a day off.
Chiefs fans insufferable, not understanding how they're just basically gift-wrapped so many different situations in the NFL. The officials are afraid to throw penalties on the Chiefs. All right, Eagles and Vikings. I'll take the Eagles. The Vikings aren't good enough at quarterback to
beat the
Eagles at home.
This is the thing. What chat did he say that in? Because I could see it.
I did it for you.
Oh, okay, cool. That works.
Bold prediction. Jalen Carter will get his first sack of the season. I will buy that.
Okay. The 3-3 Carolina Panthers taking on the New York Jetropolitans, who are 0-6.
0-7 Jets. I'll keep it simple for you.
Jets are favored by 1.5.
That must have just flipped. That must have just flipped, because the one I got is Carolina by 1.5.
Okay. It was 1.5 last
night. It's a coin flip game. I'll take Carolina.
Justin Fields will record at least 60 yards rushing.
Well, he's running for his life. He also, by the
60
way...
60 yards past the line of scrimmage, not total.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? He kind of brings it upon himself a lot. Here's what you need to know about Justin Fields. He was sacked 9 times last week, sometimes because he held on to the ball too long. Acknowledges he needs to be more aggressive with his decision-making. By his own admission, he's playing, quote, too conservative. He has thrown a 29th-ranked 799 yards with 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions this season. Well, that's a plus, I guess. Panthers are 31st in pressure yardage, so Fields should have time to throw. One problem, Fields, who could be playing to keep his starting job, won't have Garrett Wilson. He's probably running. I'll buy that.
And then there's the Jets.
All right. The Panthers have no pass rush. And then there's the Jets.
The 5-1 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 4-2 Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers favored by 1.5 up in Los Angeles.
I'll take the Chargers. Chargers are better than the Colts.
Colts defensive end Latu will record a sack.
Latu?
There it is.
You're welcome. I'll buy that.
2-4 New York Giants taking on the 4-2
Broncos.
Denver Broncos, 7.5. Okay.
I'll take the Broncos.
Giants quarterback Paulson Adebo will record an interception.
He'll pick off Jackson Dart for sure.
Cool. 3-3 Washington Commanders versus the 2-3-1 Dallas Cowboys. Commanders favored by 1.5 in Jerry World.
Remember. Frank.
No.
Do you remember what the reporting? Brian Schottenheimer announced that Trevon Diggs will not play today, Sunday.
Cool.
Trevon Diggs got hurt at home and now has a concussion and is out on Sunday. What was he doing? I'd love to know the answer that they gave the reporters, and then I'd like to know the actual answer. I think, didn't the Chargers have like a guy that like got hurt one time? He like dropped his luggage on his foot or something, they said that happened. Anyway, Trevon Diggs is out on Sunday. I like the Commanders in this game over the Cowboys.
Have you seen the video of the guy who said, my parents yelled at me and said no for 40 years, and I finally bought myself a pair of Heelys? The first thing he does is slips and cracks his head on the floor. Could you imagine if he bought himself a pair of Heelys and gave himself a concussion because he fell?
I can believe it.
That would be an incredible story. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will throw for 400 yards. We'll go to break after this.
Yeah, he's the only reason why that team is winning right now. I will say this. I did look it up. I got sent this to me. There have been a grand total of... Do you know how many games in NFL history where a team was not penalized?
Like 10?
4. There have been 4 NFL games in history with 0 penalties on either team, and all occurred before 1941. While the Chiefs recently had a game with 0 penalties against them, this does not mean the opposing team also had 0 penalties. The 4 games with 0 penalties. The Brooklyn Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1934, back when they had football teams. Boston Redskins and the Brooklyn Dodgers, Cleveland Rams and Chicago. How about that?
How's about that?
No penalties. It's almost impossible.
Still have a couple more games to get to, but we can get to them next segment.
Yeah, we can. What do we have left?
We have the last two Sunday games and then the two...
more Monday games.
Games.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show. San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll talk more college football when we come back in the 1 o'clock hour. And we also have Drake Hills joining us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. A little San Diego FC to finish off the week. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Soprano. This is the Braden Soprano Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's Urban Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. A couple games left in our NFL whip around. Back to the music. We just love playing the music.
Of course.
That's so much fun.
Exactly.
All right. What do we got today, Frank? What do we got left?
All righty. So we have the 3-1-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the 2-4 Arizona Cardinals, pack favored by 6.5 in Phoenix.
Matthew Golden's opportunity is still on the low side for the Packers, but that doesn't mean Jordan Love doesn't trust him. In fact, Love has started to throw to Golden in critical spots. Love hit Golden for a 31-yard completion in Week 6 to convert a fourth quarter third down and help set up a field goal that put the game out of reach. Quote from Jordan Love, FQ10 guy, works out in San Diego. I think it's all the stuff that he's done since he got here in practice that gives you that confidence in him. Look for Matthew Golden to have a little bit more Love this week for the Packers against the Cardinals, who have a pass defense which is allowing 6.23 yards per play, and a nice test against the Packers, who average 8.07 yards per play. We'll see what the Arizona Cardinals can do. We'll see what Arizona Cardinals team shows up. Right now, not looking very good for the Arizona Cardinals after losing to the Tennessee Titans, which that was a disaster. That could be the beginning of the end for the Cardinals. I'll take the Packers in this one down in the desert.
Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs will record 80 yards receiving.
I will buy that Romeo Doubs will record 80 plus yards receiving.
3-2 Atlanta Falcons taking on the 4-2 San Francisco 49ers. Niners favored by 2.5 up north.
This is an interesting one. It's Adam Klug. It's Matt Scraby. That is the matchup on Sunday Night Football. Either of those two guys making a bet for their nipple piercings for this game?
One can only hope.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, Andrew Filippone tweeted that out yesterday. He's going to have to get his nipples pierced for not, you know, for buying into the Steelers.
And as we deducted clearly based on speculation and no hard facts whatsoever, he was wanting to do it and just needed a reason.
Adam, growing up in Atlanta, watching the Falcons and the Hawks and the Braves and Georgia football before they all like started to get kind of good, there's no way in hell that Adam is going to do any type of sports bet for his teams, because at that point in time, his level of confidence, they will turn back into doing Georgia sports things. They'll be back to doing the Georgia of old that we're used to seeing, that the Falcons haven't really gotten out yet. I like the Niners in this game. I think they're playing some good football. Last week, not as great, but on the road in Tampa, far travel for them. I think Mac Jones has done a good job in Brock Purdy's absence. I will take the Niners. It just depends if they can stop Bijan Robinson, who's been a stud for the Falcons and a big reason why they're 3-2.
49ers cornerback Lenore will allow less than 20 yards against Drake London.
Demondre Lenore will... Drake London is one of three players with 10 receptions and 150 receiving yards in a game this season. Interesting. I'll sell that. I think Drake London has a good day against Demondre Lenore.
We got another doubleheader, so this will be game
one.
Are
you not picking games?
I haven't been. We're just going.
That's lame.
Game one of...
That's right. Well, George Kittle might be back, too, for the Niners.
Well, he says he's fully expecting to be back. 5-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the 4-2 Detroit Lions. Lions favored by 5.5.
I'll take the Lions on a bounce back on Monday Night Football at home. I will take them by 5.5.
I'll take them as well. The Bucs will score multiple touchdowns using motion at the snap is by itself.
Sure. Tampa Bay used motion at the snap 62% of the time in week 6, second highest rate by any team in a game this season. Lions are 0.7 EPA per play against motion, fourth most in the league. So yeah, I think they will motion a little bit more.
That adds some
wrinkles to it. That makes it difficult for a defense when you got guys motioning out and stuff, especially when they want to run man coverage. So I will say yes to that.
When the football people run out of ideas, so they ask the nerds to come up with one. Final game of
Monday Night Football.
There's no reason for us to talk about Monday Night Football on a Friday when we have a show on Monday before Monday Night Football. But I'm going to tell you what, we're probably going to do this again on Monday because Frank loves.
I only had two queued up.
Oh, you don't have another one on there?
No.
And it's on the same pod.
Yeah, I only had two queued up.
I was setting you up
again,
for that one. I gave
never,
you a softball and you swung and missed.
You never know because what we were supposed to talk about it last week.
True. We talked about it on Wednesday.
Exactly.
We didn't even get to the overreactions of last week. We didn't get to high school football. We didn't get to college.
Nothing.
We got to nothing until Thursday.
The 2-3 Houston Texans versus the 4-2 Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks favored by 3.5 in Seattle.
Texas has been playing a lot better.
If the Mariners drop another game, Seattle's going to need a reason to really pick up here. That has been road sweet road, that ALCS.
Seattle is back at full strength in the secondary against Houston. And Houston's been okay. I mean, like, C.J. Stroud has not been very good after his first year. He's been... surprisingly to me, he had the sophomore slump last year, and then this year it's kind of been a little Jekyll and Hyde. I like the Seahawks at home on Monday Night Football.
Texans defensive end Will Anderson Jr. will record multiple sacks.
I can see that.
Okay, cool. Finally, last night's game, Cincinnati Bengals beating the Steelers 33-31. Flacco 31 for 47, 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers, 23 for 34, 249 yards, 4 touchdowns, but he did have 2 picks, and a rather overzealous lineman tackle him, which he was not happy about. Any takeaways from last night's game?
The Steelers are fake good, like we said on the show. What's this phrase on our show?
Right, but too early.
Right, but too early. Steelers are fake good. Said the same thing about the Colts. I think Chargers going to beat down the Colts, but we'll see. That was my biggest takeaway. And you know what? Joe Flacco, not bad. I mean, he played well enough to win. I thought I saw a little bit of a spark right there for the Bengals at home. And Frank is right about the yellow pants.
I saw it. No, it's not me. I'm not taking credit
for
that.
And I'm upset because Baylor's not wearing yellow pants on Saturday. They must have gotten wind that you say that. What, by the way, what is Jocelyn and David talking about? What is this Scraby news?
I have no idea.
Somebody want to fill me in on the Scraby news? It was Jocelyn asked what was the tea that Scraby shared yesterday.
His mom is committing to clean his home a few times per month. Is that the same? That's the same conversation?
I don't think so. Scroll up. And then it said like, oh, you missed the news, said David Vu. Jocelyn said, what is it? And then Juan, I can't trust Juan. Juan throws a lot of trolling stuff in there. So I can't trust. I'm sorry, Juan. I can't trust you. I don't know what that's about. I'm going to let Frank investigate
wait
that.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Is that what the news was?
Is it? Oh, we're going to find out in an hour and a half, though. I'll tell you that.
We should have Scraby calling. Is that what they posted on YouTube yesterday? No. Was that what the news was on YouTube yesterday?
I have no idea.
Oh,
let's go.
That's what the news was? Is that what the news was on YouTube?
Atta boy, Scraby.
Wow. Jocelyn, it's a Scrabinator, isn't it?
Oh, God. I got to do him like that. Come on. Be nice.
Jocelyn, always lurking in the chat, man.
Be nice.
That's what the YouTube video was? I guess we could have watched it, because I asked what that was earlier, and we obviously didn't watch it, but we told you to go subscribe to Gwen and Chris. Apparently, they dropped the T. On the Gwen and Chris YouTube, dabs for Scraby. And bang. Good for Scraby. No way he's paying attention to the Niners game on Sunday. No way. Call him. We should just solicit a call from the fan phones and put Scraby on the air.
He's got to be here in like a half hour.
He's probably already here. He's probably down there right now.
Scraby, if you're listening, get
he's
over here.
He's not listening. There's no way he's listening.
It might be
he
on.
Should be.
It might be on back there.
If he knew it was good for him, it would. We should put him on air. That's a great idea, Frank. I'll let you work on that.
Yeah, I'm running over there when we go to break.
Let's
here,
see what we
right
got.
Now.
We'll see what we got with Matt Scraby. If not, we'll talk high school football when we come back. We also need a contestant. Maybe his girlfriend will call in
to
be the contestant on the midday sports standoff. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. If you can take me down in sports trivia, you would be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. She works at a different radio station? What? How was that allowed? Maybe we'll put his feet to the fire when we come back. Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Matt Scraby will join us at 1:15. There you go.
Begrudgingly, but he is. That's he right. will be. He will be in. He asked what questions he will be asked, and I said just regular dudes being annoying questions.
I think the guy that you banned for calling us bleeping bleeps just sent me a voice memo on Twitter.
That's cool.
Yeah. I wonder what that's going to sound like. Do we think that's going to be nice?
We're going to listen to that on the break.
It's probably not going to be nice. Where have you gone?
What do you mean, where have I? Oh, it turned around when I left to go
talk to Scraby. Scraby, 1:15. Big news.
Another guest.
From Matt Scraby.
Back-to-back guest to end the show. Let's go.
Involves a lawyer. You missed that part, Frank, I think.
Wait, what?
In the chat.
I did.
She's a lawyer. How nice.
What about punching up? Jesus. Let's go. I think the three of us, if that is the case, I think the three of us have outkicked our coverage here recently, as far as that's concerned.
We're just talking about Scraby. We're not talking about us.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
We're just talking about Scraby. Scraby joins us at 1:15. All right, moving on. Let's get to some high school football. It's a massive Friday night in San Diego High School Football League. Races are tightening. Playoff positioning is on the line. Several of the county's top programs face big-time tests. Starting in the Avocado West League, number 2 Carlsbad, who's undefeated, heads to number 9 San Marcos, who's 5-2 and 1-0, and one of the biggest games of the year. Carlsbad's Cornell-bound quarterback, Eli McNeil, has been lights out, 1,181 passing yards and 20 touchdowns. He is surrounded by weapons. Kai Brown, Ian Wall anchor a rushing attack, averaging nearly 9 yards per carry, while Travis Jeffrey and Ethan Meyerhoff headline the receiving core. Don't forget about Rocky Cummings, the Cal commit at tight end, who has 5 touchdown grabs in his last 2 games. San Marcos counters with Crete McKeely, who's thrown for 1,202 yards and 15 scores, and one of the county's most dynamic players in Zamar Reese, who's already piled up 1,675 all-purpose yards and 20 touchdowns. Zeke McIntyre is his go-to receiver, and the Knights are eager to prove they can hang with the Carlsbad Lancers. That is a big game that involves seeding in Division 1 and the Open Division. Mission Hills staying in the Avocado West, 6-1, 1-1. Looking to bounce back when they visit Torrey Pines, who's 4-3 and 0-1. Penn State commit, or now former commit, Troy Hoon, who decommitted from Penn State yesterday, leads the Grizzlies alongside running back Patrick Fleming and receivers Mizell Quackenbush, Josh Gonzalez, and Braden Roberson, who spells his first name wrong. If you don't know the bit, understand the bit. The defense has been stout all season, but has given up 65 points in the last 2 weeks. Torrey Pines will lean on quarterback Blake Miller, running back Sonny Villegas, and receiver Logan Bonneau, as they also tried to slow down a Mission Hills team ranked 16th in the state. In the Western League, Cathedral Catholic, 5-2, 1-1, or actually, this is their first league game. 5-2 on the year, host Scripps Ranch, who's 4-3. Dons are banged up. Quarterback Brady Palmer remains out, meaning Josh Faramo and Nathan Ashmore will again split time under center. Cathedral has one of the section's deepest rosters, while Scripps Ranch features quarterback Parker Armstrong and playmaker Malachi Salas, who can hurt you both at running back and catching the football. In the Grossmont Hills League, undefeated Steel Canyon, 7-0 and 1-0, visit the number 10th ranked Mount McGill Matadors, who are 5-3 and 0-1, coming off a loss against Granite Hills last week. Steel Canyon quarterback Gavin Caja has 13 touchdown passes, spreading it around to six different receivers, led by Josiah Stocker. Ava Lopez paces the ground game, and defensively, Dante Brown, Gunnar Minnick, and Vincent Pryor headline a Cougar unit that's allowed just 63 points all year. Mount McGill will look to answer with quarterback Jeremiah Loper, who's thrown for 1,709 yards and 18 touchdowns. His top targets, A.J. Logan, Brandon Arrington, give the Matadors a chance to make big plays every drive. Also in the Grossmont Hills, sixth-ranked Granite Hills hosts Helix, who is having a down season this season. Granite Hills quarterback Zach Benitez has been a stat machine. 2,250 yards and 19 touchdowns, and he's got plenty of help with receivers Noah Walker, Tristan Diaz, DJ Wilkins, and Zadon Smith. Might have another weapon on offense, too. Somebody that started the season playing for somebody else that's now playing for them. I don't know how that's allowed, but you know what? Apparently, Frank, you can, in high school football, play for two teams in the same year.
No
way. I can't believe that's a real thing. But you know what? Add another weapon to Granite Hills.
You get traded?
He must have. I don't know how you could play for one high school team and then transfer mid-season and then be eligible to play at a different high school. That is allowed now, apparently. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it. I mean, my senior year, we got disqualified from the playoffs for a kid that was at our school and then transferred to Westview and then came back to our school, never played football, and then played football for the first time. And since they didn't get the clearance from Westview, every game he played and we had a forfeit. But that's not allowed. But apparently you could play for a school and then transfer and then play for another school in the same season. That's okay, apparently. Apparently that's okay. I don't get it. I don't understand high school football. It's just, it gets crazier and crazier the more I'm a part of it. But Granite Hills, they got another weapon in the transfer portal in the middle of the season. Good for them. Avocado League, undefeated Rancho Bernardo tries to stay perfect against Oceanside. Broncos dual threat quarterback Gage Weddle has totaled nearly 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns with Hugo Gonzalez and Christian Gonzalez his top targets. Gavin Valencia anchors a tough defense with 90 tackles for Oceanside. Anthony Barcanero has thrown for 1,358 yards and 13 touchdowns, while Neki Latuli and Kaimani Nua have been dangerous in space. In the Coastal League, Santa Fe Christian, 8-0 and 2-0, travels to La Jolla Country Day, who's 3-4 and 1-1. Eagles quarterback Dax Labrum has 1,800 yards and 22 touchdowns, spreading the ball around to Lincoln Mundy's and a deep receiving core. Cole Hajar leads a defense that's racked up 36 sacks and 10 interceptions for La Jolla Country Day. Jet Aspen has thrown for 1,000 yards. Keenan Ward is 685 on the ground. And Quentin Cesare continues to shine as both a receiver and a defender. Down in the South Bay, Metro South Bay League, Frank's Olympian Eagles, who are 6-1, host Montgomery, who's 5-2 in a matchup of rising programs. Olympian quarterback Jaden Fuentes has 1,608 passing yards and 19 touchdowns. Jorgani Estrada leading a deep receiving core for the Eagles. And on defense, Emmy Martin Del Campo and Jeremiah Delgado Faulkner have combined for over 130 tackles. As for Montgomery, the Aztecs feature a talented sophomore duo, quarterback Isaiah Mena Malajon and running back Kasim Williams, who scored 10 times this year. Billy Trollinger and Isaac Espinoza headline a hard-hitting Aztec defense. And that's a look at what's going on in high school football. Tonight should be a fun night. Go look up your local listings of high school football games and go out and support the local high school football teams. Let's get to our midday sports standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenant Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, he missed it.
Good. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank, who we got playing today?
We have Tyler in Fallbrook. Tyler, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
All right, so today's topic, there are six possible answers to this topic, and I found this one yesterday, and it may not be applicable on Monday, so we're going to do it today. There are six teams in college football that have scored on every single red zone trip they have had this season. I will give you a hint.
Relax.
Two of them are Power Four schools.
Power Rec.
The other three, the four are Group of Five. So you know you got big schools, and because there are so many possibilities, you will get five strikes today.
Five strikes? We have 5 minutes.
Well, okay, fine.
Go back to the three strikes. Right, we got to get this
three
thing
strikes.
Going.
Go ahead. Tyler, go ahead. Take a pick.
Ohio State.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State is not one of them.
One of the schools that have scored on every single red zone trip.
Do you want me to give you the
conferences? Yeah, give us the conferences.
For the big schools, it is the SEC and Big 12. Those are the big school conferences.
Every red zone trip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
SEC and Big 12 are the big schools.
They've scored not just a touchdown, just scoring
just
in general?
Just scored.
Tennessee Volunteers. No, they must have not scored once.
Tyler?
Georgia?
Oh, boy.
I know it's not Auburn because they fumbled going into the end zone the other day, so it can't be them.
This is going to be first one gets it right and wins.
Texas A&M.
Yeah, this is going to be first one gets it right.
Alabama.
You know, didn't we talk about this for, like, locally? Is this what spurred this conversation? It's the Aztecs?
Aztecs are one of them. Tyler, I'll be kind. Go ahead.
LSU.
Vanderbilt.
I feel so bad now.
Kentucky.
I feel so bad now.
South Carolina. Dude, what kind of question is that? How am I supposed to know that information?
USC.
No. Just keep throwing the X's. We'll just keep guessing names. Oregon.
No. Big 12, not Big
12. Oh, Big 12. Oh, Texas Tech. The Red Raiders.
No.
Utah.
No.
Arizona State.
No.
Arizona.
Tyler, start throwing names out, please, for the love of God.
Baylor. TCU. It's definitely not Oklahoma State. They can't even score.
Indiana.
No.
It's a Big 12 school, you said, right?
Big 12.
Houston.
I feel so bad now.
I've almost named every single Big 12 school.
I feel so bad
West
now.
Virginia.
No.
UCF.
No.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Cincinnati. Wow. Yes. Bang. Got it eventually. It was the last team I guessed in the Big 12. And then the Group of Five schools?
Tyler.
Memphis. Tulane. Navy.
Memphis is one of them.
Wow. I'm on a roll now. Just like naming a bunch of random schools.
Tyler, I'm going to be kind. We're going to qualify you.
He gets to qualify because the question was so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I thought.
Now you're getting yelled at by Adam.
I know.
Frank.
I know.
That should have been in all caps, Adam. All right, so I think I guessed them. I can't remember the ones I guessed because I named every school in the SEC.
No, you didn't name every school in the SEC, but how are you going to yell at a guy who's thoroughly kicking himself and feels bad?
Just like I yell at any Mets fan.
Shut up. Oklahoma was the SEC team.
Oklahoma.
Cincinnati.
Got that one.
Memphis.
After I guessed the entire Big 12. Memphis, after I was about to start guessing the entire American. San Diego State.
Washington State.
The Cougs.
And Eastern Michigan.
Nobody would have got Eastern Michigan. We could have been guessing. If you gave us five strikes, we still weren't getting any of those. Could you imagine if it came down to Eastern Michigan? That would have been the last school I guessed.
Go Aztecs. It's not fun. It's really not fun. Tyler, congratulations. You are qualified for a trip to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas. I thought that would go a little bit smoother than it did.
Adam Klug's got a great question for Monday. I totally agree. Six FBS coaches have bachelor degrees in economics. Can you please name them?
I thought this was going to go a little bit smoother.
Did you honestly think I was going to get some of those? You know what?
Yeah, I did actually.
I'm going to ask my buddy's group chat. Let's see how anybody.
Let's not do that.
How many schools are there?
There's six.
Six schools that have scored
on every trip to the red zone this year.
Every trip to the red zone this season. Name them. Now, a couple of them are alumni of said schools, so maybe they will throw their school out there and automatically get it.
They're
six FBS universities that are within 30 miles of a Shake Shack. Please name them.
You know what?
Who is the closest to a gas station? I know that after watching Bad Beats.
I apologize for that one. Tyler, hang on the line. I'll get to
you. Oh, man. We'll talk Frank off the ledge. Scrapey will join the show at 1:15. That'll be fun. Drake Hill's at 1:35. And we'll talk college football when we come back. Braden Suprenant Show, setting someone's sports station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast